AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Members, welcome in. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid. All the places, you know where you are, by the way. I'll just point that out. I don't need to say all the places that we are because you know where you are, and you're right here with Bogman, with Welsh. It is In This League for another three-hour edition. We got a lot on the table. It's actually also like a weird space that we're in because it's right before the Super Bowl where there's a lot of stuff. But I will tell you, Bogman, I know we had a few little quick things right as 2021 came up. I'm actually forgetting what it was. Like three or four days into 2021, there was like some thing. It was like, it was the Capitol. And everyone's like, here we go. And then things start to calm down. And then 2021 off to a hot start with, I don't know if you paid attention to it. We don't need to go into it or anything like that. But like between the big story we're going to talk about in franchise changing quarterbacks requesting trades to the entire financial system breaking down. Did you see the Robin Hood stuff?
No, I keep seeing all the Wall Street stuff, but I don't. So what is the Robin Hood?
It's just one more step of it. I mean, the quick of it was Reddit, your favorite place on the planet.
Yeah.
But a subreddit decided to buy up GameStop and to boost up the company. It went from $4 to like $400 a share. And then they were targeting AMC and people are like, Blockbuster's next. And then like Robin Hood shut down and all the other places shut down trading. All I know is just when you think 2020 is just in the rear view, 2021 says, hey, we're driving, hold my beer, but give it back to me here in just a second. Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, having like a Blockbuster t-shirt or whipping out your old Blockbuster card and everything like that, that's enough nostalgia for me. I don't need to go invest in the company. You know, we don't need it.
If Blockbuster came back, would you go support it?
No, never.
I don't know. Sour Patch Kids didn't.
The reason those things died, you know, because they're no longer feasible.
But Sour Patch Kids tasted the best coming from Blockbuster. Fries right across the street for cheaper.
No. They tasted better because you hadn't ruined your tongue by then, so you could actually taste them because
Saying, I could save a dollar at Fries, but getting them at
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Blockbuster, for some reason, tasted a little bit better. I don't know. The world is falling apart. Football is falling apart. And you know what? The Texans might be might be the Robin Hood of the NFL. So let's get into it. We're going to talk about it. Quick break. ITL coming back. It's Bogman and the Welsh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. Friends, that is where you can support your boys, Bogman and the Welsh. A brand new month, just a couple days away, so why would you not? You can get ranks up the wazoo. You can get comedy secret shows. We actually did a whole series on, what the hell was the show that we just did? I completely forgot about it.
The WandaVision?
No, not WandaVision, but well, we did break that. We talked about the first two episodes in the last one, but what was the one we did episode per episode?
The Mandalorian?
Mandalorian. Why could I not think of the Mandalorian?
I was like, what is happening? Did we do something I don't remember? No. Like,
there's shows. There's other stuff. There's a comedy secret shows. We broke it down. The Mandalorian.
You're so hung up on this Blockbuster coming back. You can't even remember. You're like, did I go to Blockbuster to rent Mandalorian? Where do I get it? I'm not sure.
I could. I might. I really, really, I mean, you know, with the way.
There's no way. Hold on. Real quick. When was the last time you did a Redbox movie? I know you do those sometimes, but.
Well, okay, let's be fair for a minute. There have been no movies that have come out. So right. I haven't done one for a year because all production stopped on all movies. Now, if there's a movie I wanted to see, I would do it. So it's all changed the game. So that's what kills Blockbuster ultimately. But I don't know, with the way streaming services are going and being priced, everyone goes up every single month. I might be more prone to go to Blockbuster. And guess what? Our Patreon does not go up every month. Better than a streaming service. We got your entertainment. We got your sports. We got GroupMe rooms. We've got live streams. We've got video versions. Just this week, we posted a video version of our mock draft. And we had this killer baseball episode with Nick Pollock and Paul Spohr. You guys can check those out. That was just this past week. In February, you got a brand new month ahead of you. So I'm telling you, $5 will get you a whole bunch. $10, a little bit more. It's still cheaper than some of the services. And you can carry us around with you pretty much every day with the amount of content we put out. So check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army. Yeah, I mean, Blockbuster has no home. I get that. I'm not that nostalgic for Hollywood right. Video or Blockbuster or anything like that. But yeah, you know, Reddit is.
Reddit yeah, is. I don't get all that stuff. Like, you know, let those companies die. Like, we all enjoy Blockbuster, but it got, you know, if Blockbuster would have been smart enough to transition their stuff to streaming service or, you know, anything like that, they would have survived. They weren't. Did.
I had this vivid memory of when Netflix was just the discs. Yep. Blockbuster was competing with them and they were the discs. And I remember at that time liking Blockbuster service better because it was like, well, I can also just go in and drop off my discs and I can get stuff there. And it was just easier at that time. But Blockbuster never made the transition over to the streaming. But
remember that was a Brooklyn Nine-Nine one of the cold opens that they had was Peralta was opening up he's like, my uncle passed away, but I got a letter from his estate. So who wants stuff? Tell me right now. Rosa was like, I want a tank. Rosa gets a tank. All right. And he's like, it's 1 million shares of Blockbuster Video. And he's like, well, what happened to Blockbuster? I still have a card. Come on.
I think there's like one Blockbuster and like Oklahoma. There's like one left. It's like novelty at this point.
I thought it was in Oregon and you had to pay like $500. And I think I saw this on Reddit, so it's got to be true.
Oh, right?
I think you pay like $500 and you can stay there for the night. Like you rent it for the night.
Yeah,
like it's more of a hotel thing now.
We talked about that, but you had you had to actually be like a resident of the town. So it was.
That's right.
It was some bullcrappy type of thing. So yeah, it's between. I mean, really, the biggest weirdest thing that has dominated Twitter. I would say this fantastic time for any sports team to drop any bad news would have been this week, because between Wednesday and up until now, Twitter has been absolutely littered with only financial stuff. I mean, political parties have sided together, people calling crooks between GameStop, which is a completely dead thing. And, you know, just these companies, all of that is encompassing everybody's meme mentality.
Why do people want to save GameStop, by the way?
They don't want to save GameStop. What it has to do with is GameStop is a dead company, and hedge funds were selling shorts on it.
They want to ruin the hedge
funds. Well, they want to ruin the hedge funds. So hedge funds had all this money into shorting it. Well, these people boosted the stock, so hedge funds lost billions of dollars. So that's really what ended up happening with it. But you know, with these, I completely forgot where I was going. You completely threw me off.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
What I was going, what were you getting?
We were talking about Blockbuster and Reddit, and live in the town. And
I have no transition for it. You completely killed my brain. It's not just you. My brain completely killed it.
Trust me, I wasn't going to lose sleep over ruining your thought process. It didn't take a lot.
I'm sure you've ever lost sleep over anything with ITL with me. So I'm sure you have. Let's go into the big thing. Oh, and that was kind of the thing is the meme culture has been completely dominated by financial stuff. So what a fantastic time for any team in any sport to drop some bad news. Baseball could probably go in and just be like, hey, we're going to be 130 games. And everyone would be like, what, Wall Street? And
I think it just depends on who you're following on Twitter, because I haven't been seeing a lot of financial stuff. I've been seeing a lot of the TikTok stuff is what I've been seeing. Okay.
Pick it up. Scroll down.
You do know that as we're doing this, you wanted to start early. So I literally just woke up.
Just saying you haven't seen it. So check out today.
Baseball.
We're recording this a little bit earlier. So.
Basketball.
No, I'm saying Twitter. Not group.
I'm on Twitter.
You're saying what the sports are talking about.
Well, I'm just telling you what my feed is. So let's see. SEC Network. Oh, here's a GameStop. A share of GameStop's stock is currently valued at $344, which means a GameStop would buy it from you for $12.75.
Yeah, popular joke. Been a popular joke.
right. Well, that's what I was saying. Like, you know, I get people wanting to ruin the hedge funds and all that stuff, but we don't need to save GameStop or Blockbuster or what's the other one, AMC, in the process.
And they're not. They're making a point with dying companies and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, my stuff is still mainly sports, but okay. I am seeing the occasional. It's all people just trying to make their terrible jokes.
I know, but what I'm saying is drop some bad news right now. Drop some bad news. That's when you do it.
Hire a crappy coach.
Perfect example.
Not a crappy coach. I mean, we got to give these guys a chance. Look.
The worst coach you could possibly hire for your organization and the future of your quarterback, hire that guy so he then requests a trade. Texans
are making some mistakes here. I'll say that. It sounds like David Culley should have gotten a shot a while ago. He's been an Andy Reid assistant for a while. And he's getting his shot now, but you know, he's 67. He's not the guy that your franchise quarterback, who's a top five quarterback in the NFL, wants. So what are you doing?
Like, can you imagine hiring a 67-year-old head coach? Like, people don't want a 67-year-old president, 67-year-old head coach either. Like, it's all about the same. The trend has been like, let's get that 34-year-old I want to point out Josh McCown was up for this job. He's about our age right now, and they hired his dad, his grandpa,
Louisiana Monroe just hired a new head coach. It's Bobby Bowden's son, Terry Bowden. He's older. He's like 66, 67. But Rich Rodriguez is going to be his offensive coordinator, and his defensive coordinator, Zach Alley, is the youngest DC, I think, in college football history.
You're going to piss me off with
You're going to be so mad. You're going to be so mad, Welsh. Just take a guess at how old he is. And he worked under Will Venables at Clemson.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the age that I want to say, and then I'm going to give you the age that I think he is.
I'm just going to say lower before you say the age you want.
The age I want him to be is 28.
It's 1 year lower. It's 27.
Oh, okay. I was going to say 23 or something was going to be
some of the players are still older than 23.
I know. Well, that's what I was trying to manage my expectations there.
He said he's been mistaken for a player about 10 times already.
Got that baby face.
Yeah, well, it's 27. You don't have any other face but baby face at 27. So
my baby face is kind of gone a little bit. Like, I used to have the baby face when I would shave, but I've gone through some stuff that it's just like the wrinkles, it's not there anymore.
The like, forehead I think it wrinkles looked- are bad. I'm like constantly doing this, you know.
Yeah, oh, you know, we should tape, like, so we don't do it.
Oh, just get that. What's the thing? Don't you get a shot in your forehead so you can't crinkle your forehead? Like, isn't that a Botox thing? Yeah, there you go. That thing.
Hey, we need a sponsor. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're actually going to talk about those horrible decisions. Not that the Wall Street made, but the Texans made, and what's going on with Watson. We'll be right back. In the sleep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Get yourself some ITL swag today. Teespring ITL store. Go put that bad boy in the Google machine without me trying to give you the address. I'm not going to do that. Just type in Teespring ITL store. You can pick up the ITL sign logo. There's also a podcast version with the bricks in the back. You can check out all of our other cool stuff. Prospects Assemble, Boggs Jr., Fat Lance. I don't even know what else we got on there. Probably 99 problems, but my draft ain't one. A whole bunch of stuff. Hit me. You know, it's a small support. It's a different company that we use, and we're not getting rich off of it. But you can support your boys, and you can rock some cool gear. We got sweatshirts. We got hoodies, T-shirts, all that stuff. Some mugs. Check it out. Teespring ITL store. Get it today. Brendos. Bogman still got to get his order in.
I know.
Well, you've been so busy.
Yeah, you have the thing, and we've been so busy here that I can't do the thing. So
yeah, we got to do the thing with the thing. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are you going to get?
All the stuff and things.
Get a hoodie?
You know what? I think I need a new one. So okay. I have like three rotational hoodies, you know, or two rotational hoodies and a jacket, really. So I could use a new hoodie, and I could definitely use some shirts. So, and they'll actually fit me. The 2X won't be like, this is borderline. The 2X will fit me now, so that's nice.
Well, guess what? I got a place for you, Bogman. Teespring ITL store. Just go check that out.
I'm going. Let's go.
Get you fashionably rocking. So, I say, while the world is exploding with financial talk, the Texans, I mean, though the Texans did this right before all this chaos happened, they were just gifted this. A piece of big news came down right in the midst of all of the chaos, and it was that Deshaun Watson has officially requested a trade. And, you know, we talked about this last week, and I think we said this exact thing. I think we were dead on, Boggs, that we assumed they were waiting for Eric Bieniemy. Right. And if Bieniemy was there, he saves Watson. Now, obviously, there's issues that the team couldn't interview, and honestly, maybe they just wanted to move on. I can't imagine that's the case because, you know, if you know the likelihood of keeping Watson is on the table here, you wait 2 weeks through a Super Bowl for Eric Bieniemy. But we said if Bieniemy is the coach, we think as Watson kind of handpicked him, Bieniemy can keep this train going. If the Texans go in another direction, then we think Watson's gone. Well, guess what? They went another direction, picked up a 67-year-old coordinator, first-time coach, who is going to have a good staff. The rumors are Josh McCown, who is up for the gig.
Oh, he's never been a coordinator. He has been around in the NFL. He has like 27 years of experience, but he's never been a coordinator. He was like the passing game, or defensive coordinator.
I see what you're saying.
Game coordinator. So he's never been in this position before.
No,
so
you're right about that.
A lot of experience.
But they're going to put a lot of experience around him. Josh McCown is rumored to be in some type of a role. Lovie Smith would be the defensive coordinator. He's got a lot of head coaching experience. Regardless of all that, that's great that they're doing all that. The minute you did that, we would expect what happened on Thursday. Deshaun Watson officially requests a trade, and he wants out. Your surprise level from this, because obviously we got to talk about all of the rumors and all the potential landing spots. That's what we're going to talk about. But I felt like, I don't remember where we were last we talked about it. I felt like neither one of us were leaning it was going to happen because Bieniemy seemed so obvious. And
really, really thought it was going to be Bieniemy. And up until the hiring of Culley, I thought it was going to be Bieniemy because they've taken so long to hire a head coach. How could it not be Bieniemy?
Yeah, no, you're so right about that. Like that, yeah, that was part of the thing. It's like, how could you wait this long in the process,
right,
and then not hire Bienemy? Like, oh, you're going to wait and see if they get knocked out before the Super Bowl, but then if he goes and you're not going to do it, that doesn't even make sense. And then on top of it, not only did it obviously blatantly look like Bienemy was the guy, it's going to be really tough to trade Deshaun Watson. It's going to be really difficult to move him.
I mean, and this situation, that's another thing about hiring an older coach, is this situation is rough in Houston right now. You're missing draft picks because you traded them to Miami. Your quarterback wants out. You just traded your franchise wide receiver last year. J.J. Watt wants out, but he's going to be a tough trade because he makes so much money. And you can't cut him either because it's all, the same money is off your cap whether you cut him or have him. So you might as well have him. So yeah. I don't know, man. It's a long project rebuild here in Houston, and you have an older head coach there now. So I don't know if the idea is, let's get this guy in, give him a couple years, see what he's got. Maybe he'll help us, you know, turn this around. Or if this is a, let's just get somebody in here for a couple years before we decide who we actually want. I like this is the coach for the blow up.
You know, it kind of feels a little bit like this is one of those things, because McCown was interviewed, but they may not be comfortable. It almost seems like, here is the guys before we're going to hire Josh McCown. We're going to let Josh McCown be with this team for a long time, and he'll be the guy. Now, I want to follow up. There was a report from Ian Rappaport, this is on RotoWorld, that actually says that Watson had requested a trade before the team hired David Culley as their head coach. Rappaport said that Watson's trade request came last week, though it became public on Wednesday. Yeah,
well, first, do you want me to tell you why I don't believe that at all?
Well, yeah, let me finish this real quick. Okay. I think there's things I agree with you on that. Continuing on this, Watson's relationship with the organization was damaged when he was not consulted on the hiring of new general manager Nick Caserio. He reportedly found out about the hire the same way we did on Twitter, and then it goes into some speculation. It does talk at the end about how if the Texans want, they can play hardball with Watson because they can fine him but $95,000 for missing camp and $50,000 for each day of training camp he misses, because he also owns a complete no trade clause. So, I want to get your take on why you think that is. I just throw in that they say this, but I think it could have been made clear that Bienemy was also not going to be the head coach during that time. So between them not actively looking at him and then this happening, he was just done and it wasn't made public. So that's the report.
Right. Here's the reason I don't think it was made public, or I don't think it was made last week, because you can't keep a secret. Like, you just can't. It gets, whatever you want to say gets leaked through an agent, through someone in the room, through a reporter that the owner trusts, through a reporter that the player trusts, whoever it is, that there's always a leak. So I highly doubt that he asked for a trade last week. I think he was holding out for Bienemy. You're right. Maybe they could have said, we're not going to hire Bienemy. And he said, well, if that's the case, I want out. And when they finally did hire this guy, he said, okay, you know, I want out. You know, he leaked it to someone or told his agent or whoever it was. But I just don't think he formally asked for a trade request. He probably said, if you don't hire Bienemy, I want out. They said, all right, we'll take that into consideration, and moved along. That's why it was something that never got out. You can't keep a secret now. You just can't. You know, everything gets caught up to you, even when you're short selling stuff and you're making way too much money and betting on people to lose their jobs, you get found out, your secret's found out, and Reddit gathers up to ruin. So it's there's no secrets anymore. You can't have them. So it doesn't make any sense to me for why he would have requested a trade last week, and we're just hearing about it now.
So are you saying Deshaun Watson is getting traded to Reddit? Is that what you're trying to say? That they're
I think Reddit might try to save him. So then, I don't know how you do it with the NFL franchise, but they'll find a way, right? Life finds a way. Reddit finds a way.
Life finds a way. That's what they say. So the big thing here that we're going to have to dig into are the potential trade rumors, because, I mean, Watson's got some money on that contract.
And a full no trade clause, so he can reject the trade to wherever he doesn't want to go.
Well, and what's going to be really, really interesting, and we've seen this happen in the past, I'm almost trying to pad so we can do this all in the next segment, we can dig into it a little bit, is what level he's going to go to. Because there was a public rumor, we'll start with this. He had said this, or a rumor came out last week or so, that multiple teams he was not willing to go to. And the top of his list were the Jets, I think, and the Dolphins. Those were the only two teams on his list. And then everything kind of got quiet. And then, boom, he's requesting a trade again. He has a full no trade clause, so he controls his fate. The question I have is, do you think we're going to get to a point where he also lays down the law and screws the Texans out of negotiating ability? And that gets messy, because you can do that, you can make that play, but it can hurt your cause in the long term. We've seen it happen in basketball. Things can take longer when you do that. Teams have to reestablish the ability to sell. But if he, do you think, first off, and then in the next segment, we'll talk about the potential landing spots. Do you think he's going to lay down the law and say, I will only play for this team and this team publicly, which destroys negotiating power for the Texans?
I think that he could do that if he wanted to. The problem with strong arming like that is all the stuff that you just talked about when you were reading off what Rappaport tweeted, you know, that they don't have to trade him. They can fine him $95,000 for not showing up to, I think it's OTAs, and then $50,000 a day for missing training camp. Like, they can draw the line and say, hey, look, you're playing for us. You signed a deal here. You got to play. And that's that. And they have the ability to do that. But you have a new head coach coming in. You know, you're in rebuild mode. Why wouldn't you find a deal that works for everybody and go with it? I'm not saying that you have to, you know, you have to say, hey, look, you can only negotiate with the Jets and the Dolphins, and that's it. You can negotiate with whoever you want. But if Watson doesn't want to go there, that's why it was put in his contract that he has a no trade clause.
Oh, but
they want to flip him to Denver and he doesn't want to go there, then he's not going. He doesn't have to.
Well, but there's a couple things. Like, he can do that behind the scenes, and that's no problem. But if he starts to go public, if it goes public, agent comes out and says, we're only doing this, it hurts negotiating power, and then it starts to lay down a big back turn for
what they're going to be able to do. We see it all the time.
Yeah,
we see it all the time. The player has the most power in this situation, even though they don't own the team and they shouldn't. When they have this in their contract and they can really wreck a franchise by doing something like this, they hold all the power. So I think that's what we're going to see here, too.
Well, when we come back on the other side of this break, we're going to talk about those teams. There's one that we've talked about that is one of the clear players. But we got to have a conversation about, is it destination? Is it who he wants to play for? Is it playmakers around him? What is going to be the push for Deshaun Watson? Who are the teams that are actually going to be interested? More Deshaun Watson trade talk right here on In This League when we come back from this break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
In This League.
Yeah, I remember that.
In This League rolls on, friends. It is In This League with Bogman and the Welsh. Find me on Twitter at @IsItTheWelsh. Find Bogman on Twitter at @BogmanSports. Miss any of the podcast? If you're not listening to it on the pod, go and check it somewhere. We don't know. I think the podcast moved, so I'm not 100% sure. I think it's over on Omni right now, and I think they are still working through a few of those kinks, so you guys can check it out, though. And make sure you're listening live on all the platforms. We're on, I think we're on some Sirius. We're on little Mighty 1090 in San Diego, some Sports Grid, lots of stuff. And we've been talking about Deshaun Watson. And it's so crazy, too, because, you know, last week when we talked about it, we were talking about Sean Salisbury, who's got a radio show in Houston. And, you know, he was talking about, like, you know, going and punching the owner in the face if they trade him. And, you know, as a charity thing, he'd walk to the city that Watson goes to because the reality hadn't set in. Well, it's setting in now. He wants out, and the destinations are the big thing and the big question. The number one team with the assets and the likelihood to do it right now is on his short list, and it is the New York Jets. That is, if we had some odds here, which I don't know if the odds are out yet, I would imagine this is the one that is closest. You know, it's going to pay you out the least because You've got Robert Saleh, who is the new head coach, who is a former 49ers defensive coordinator. Gotta love him. You know, he's a brick wall guy. Run through a brick wall for him. So you got the brand new coach. They've got a theoretical opening at quarterback with Darnold. They can easily move Darnold. They've got the assets to be able to move in a Watson trade. What they don't have are the pieces. They may have an offensive line-ish. They've got a defense. They definitely got some defense, but I don't think they have the playmakers. So I think they've got the ability to make the trade. They've got a coach that he might want to play for. They've got the big city. They got the defense. They just don't have the playmakers there. What do you think about Deshaun Watson to the Jets? And is this your most likely place?
I love this. Can you imagine just like the next decade of watching Josh Allen versus Deshaun Watson in this division and watching the Patriots just flounder for a long time? That sounds great to me. I love that. So, yeah, I think that, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it would take the number two pick plus other things.
Probably another future pick too.
Probably. Yeah. Probably their first rounder next year. I mean, I wouldn't be giving up Watson for pennies on the dollar. I don't care if he's upset. I'm getting every single little itty bitty piece of asset. And, you know, maybe talk to him about that too. It would be smart if you said, all right, look, you know, we know you want to trade and we want to trade you, but you're giving these teams all the leverage by making this public. Why don't you maybe, you know, don't retract, but maybe leak out you're warming up to Culley or you're warming up to staying in Houston or something like that. So now you get a little bit of leverage back yourself. I mean, I assume everyone knows all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes anyway, but
do you think it's something like, you know, the first, maybe a third and then a future two and then Darnold and they move them. So then Darnold can end up being a backup or a potential starter for a short period of time in Houston.
If Darnold's in the deal. Yes. But I mean, the Texans might just decide that, hey, look, we want that number two pick and we're taking Justin Fields or we're taking.
Yeah, but I don't think Darnold has anything to do with that. I say they get the first round pick and a third round pick and a future two. They get Darnold back, and with two, they're taking a quarterback, and that guy's either the starter or is playing behind Darnold.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I think Darnold is young enough to where I think he kind of turns into Josh Rosen. Remember what happened with Rosen when the Cardinals ended up trading him to the Dolphins? They didn't get what they get, like a third round pick back, and then he didn't work out in Miami. So, you know, they were him and he signed with the Bucks practice squad. Like, I forgot about that. Rosen might get a ring. Rosen might get a ring this year, being the third or fourth string quarterback on the Bucks. But
when? These are the Niners.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that the Bucks cut him. So imagine that. Like, Josh Rosen goes from being to a lot of people, to me, he was number one quarterback in that class, to now cut a million times and he's on the Niners. I totally forgot that Tampa Bay cut him. My last remembrance was him on the practice squad for the Bucks. He's so out of sight, out of mind.
I had to see all the stupid video of him on the 49ers, right. I think when they were playing the Cardinals.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, look, I think that if Darnold isn't involved in this trade, like if the Jets or if the Texans decide, you know, we don't like any of these quarterbacks, but we'll take that number two pick. We have a player that we like. And something else, then I think it would be two first and a third. I think if you're throwing Darnold in that trade, it'd be the first Darnold and like a second. So, and then they would go with Darnold. I think if you're trading Watson and you get Darnold back, I think that makes a lot of sense for your franchise. And honestly, it makes a lot of sense for Darnold too. I just want Darnold out of New York. I just want him out of that situation. I mean, you know, with Robert Saleh, it might be completely different, but the moment he comes in and falters the first month, he gets yanked and we never see him again. So I want to see him get a fresh start somewhere. So I really like the Jets is the number one option, and I think they're the best option right now.
And I mean, you know, Darnold's getting traded no matter what, if this trade goes down, whether it's to the Jets. There's been a lot of 49er rumors, which is lame. I hate to hear those because I wouldn't like it. But you know, obviously, Robert Saleh has got a connection with the San Francisco 49ers just being there. So
then retires. Trade him to Pittsburgh for a pick. I mean, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, you got your future. You got Dwayne Haskins. Don't worry about it. You guys. You guys are solid. So, okay, so there's the Jets, the most likely destination and what was reported at the top of his list. Here is the other big one, and then everything else is just way more speculative, is the Miami Dolphins. And I think the Miami Dolphins exist in a space where that's a place that he would want to play, I suppose. I'm not sure. I don't really know what any of the other stuff is on why he would go there outside of just like, wants to be in Miami, party. I don't understand any of it else. And the rumor around that one is Miami having to trade Tua and some form of pick. So then Tua right. would become the franchise quarterback for Houston. Miami being closer, playoff wise, I still think they lack some of the high end talent, but you know, they got some backs and they've got Parker, I guess. And they got some stuff. Defense played well. So kind of similar to the Jets a little bit.
They're a borderline playoff team. The Dolphins were there. And Flores, you know, seems to be one of those few coaching disciples off the Bill Belichick tree that is working out when he leaves New England. So, you know, I see the future looks nice in Miami, and it's Miami. It's a great place to live for, you know, young guy in his 20s who's a millionaire. So
yeah, and taxes. I mean, sure. You know, he gets to he goes from a no tax situation in Texas to a no tax situation in Miami.
I mean, that's a very grown up way to look at it, because we are at this point grown ups Welsh. But yeah. James Harden lost, I think it's $13 million going from Houston to New Jersey or New York.
So. Yeah, and you got, well, and the hope in that situation is he makes it up in advertising money. Watson right. would have to do the same thing in New York. I kind of low key think that would be his number one destination is Miami, but I think this one is super hard to do. Maybe, and I would say this, of all the trades that like where he could go, you want to throw in the other guys we're going to start talking about, the other teams. I think this one is the toughest because they just drafted Tua. Tua's shown good signs. He was a franchise, you know, based high quarterback. I just think it would, I mean, they can sell it to their fans. I just think the organization is going to have a really tough time wrapping their heads around trading Tua plus assets. So I think this could be his number one he wants to go to. I just don't see it working. I just don't see two teams trading quarterbacks like this.
I'm the opposite. I think that this is one of the, I think New York and Miami are the easiest place to get it done because they have the most obvious assets.
I think that the Jets are the easiest to get it done. I think Miami has a hard time making it get done in their mind.
Oh, I don't think so. Look, I love Tua and I think he's going to be a really good pro. I really do. But if you can get Watson, just go do it. And if it's not going to cost you an absurd amount,
what if it's going to cost Tua? And then a second, like what if it costs Tua a second and then a next year second?
I don't care. I do that immediately.
Okay.
The only way I don't do is if it costs me Tua, my number three overall, and something else, you know, because look, and if you're the Texans, you got to think twice about dealing with the Dolphins again, right? They already screwed you once. They have your first round pick. So
and did they screw them or did like they screw themselves?
Well, yeah, I think probably little column A, little column B for sure. Yeah. But you know, you got to be wary. It's just like, you know, can the Texans make another deal with the Cardinals? I don't think they could, you know, even if Kyler Murray was up in the air, you just gave them DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, honestly, you know, the Cardinals should give Bill O'Brien the key to the city for giving them DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson. Give me a break. You know, Brandon Cooks was okay, but he ain't DeAndre Hopkins. So, I don't know, man. I think the Dolphins deal would be easy to do. I just don't know if the Texans are going to ask for way too much to start here. And that's what you should do. You start at the top and work your way down. But I think this decision, the request is went in on what, the 28th of January. I don't think we get this deal done until right before the draft.
Yeah, I think that's right. The problem I think that a lot of teams are going to have is they are going to pay the mistake tax for the Texans. The mistakes the Texans have made are going to be taxed on to the next team that makes a trade with them. And they're going to want more. It's going to be an overpay. They're going to force it because of the mistakes. So what they've done in the past.
You got to make them overpay for Watson, though. Like
I know you do have to, but I'm saying it's going to be a next level degree. So let's real quick talk about the other teams that are looming out there. The 49ers have been another one, as Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't look like the answer, though, you know, at the end of the day, I think Shanahan, there's even been reports on some, you know, Niner based websites and stuff that Shanahan's not looking for like these big, crazy playmaking quarterbacks, you know, to take the ball out of the system. You know, you get like a Lamar Jackson doesn't necessarily work for them, but I think it's nonsense, but
it is nonsense. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL because of the system.
I think that's nonsense too. But you've got, he has Jimmy Garoppolo, which he still defends. I don't think it worked well with Jimmy Garoppolo, but that is what it is. There seems to be a fit as far as some of the assets that they have, and they have got playmakers, man. They have playmakers on this team. Watson, now that's the difference between the other two places. Watson goes to plays with the 49ers. You've got Mostert. They re-signed Jeffrey Wilson Jr. I'm not sure Coleman's still there, but it doesn't matter. You got Kittle. You got Debo. You got Brandon Ayuk. You've got the weapons. You've got the defense. They can build around the offense. That's a place he goes, and you're ready to try to go and win a championship. That's a difference there. But I haven't seen them pop up, and I don't know how realistic the 49ers are going to want to go and make that move, and I don't think they do, but that is a team that's been out there. So I would say that's like probably near the bottom of actual available teams. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fit would be great, and I think it would be awesome to see Watson in a Niners uniform, but you know, if Shanahan's not going to push for it, he's going to act like he doesn't want it, then they're not going to get it. They're not going to offer the best package. So,
and that's the problem. You just said it. Great. The team is going to have to step up. There's going to have to be a team that steps up to do it. Another close to 49er like team rumor that's out there is the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos, they have got playmakers, pretty solid defense, great offensive playmaking guys. The problem is where they pick, and Drew Lock wouldn't be something going back to the Texans. So I just don't see how that's a fit for the Texans. I feel like the Texans are going to want one of two things, a high pick or a franchise type quarterback to come back to them. They can't have any, you know, mid pick to hope to get somebody back. So I just don't see Denver working.
Yeah, I don't see Denver working either. There's a couple other options. I think those we named the big ones though, but Denver could work, and the good thing is you don't have Elway clogging it up anymore. He took himself out of the GM position.
I don't think it works for the Texans. I think it works for Watson. I don't think it works for the Texans and what they have to acquire. We got to go to break. When we come back, Bogman, if you've got another team you want to throw out there, we can, as we wrap up the Deshaun Watson trade rumors and see when that goes and hits ahead here. So Bogman, Welsh, In This League, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
Oh. Hello, friendos. It's In This League. Final segment, hour one. Bogman and I. Bogman and I. That was proper context. I was about to say, like, I did it wrong, but then I just screwed it up and went in a circle.
On occasion, said, I'm Bogman. That's Welsh. We'll see you next time, friends.
I did that once. I remember.
A couple times. Yeah, not often.
That's similar to me getting off the phone with you and just going, I love you. Goodbye.
Love you, bye. Yeah, I was like, and every time you do that, I'm like, you know, did I just hear that right? And then when I hear you talking to your wife on the phone, that's love you, bye.
It's just my, I wonder if, see, that makes me think though, if I ever done it to anybody else, like, that's just like, what?
Like your boss?
Yeah, my boss. Like, all right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
We were talking about Deshaun Watson going through the trade rumors, Miami and the Jets being probably the top dogs. The next two just, you know, structurally, I think teams that make sense and have been flown out there and floated out there with the 49ers and the Denver Broncos. Give me any surprising name, any other name that you think that could jump into the sweepstakes.
All right. I think the Raiders, because Gruden and Mayock are just, you know, kind of the wild, wild west out there. I think that could definitely be an option.
Where's their pick, though? Because my problem,
it doesn't matter. It'd have to be like three first round picks. You know, it wouldn't be just this year. They'd have to be trading multiple. Okay. And
probably get Carr and come back just to
sure.
Which Carr, by the way, another Carr is a Texans quarterback, by the way, Boggs. Another Carr quarterback.
It would be the best Carr that's ever played for the Texans because David, you know, even though he's the number one overall, was not great. Another thought is, and it would just take so many assets to do this, and I get it, but how about the Panthers and Matt Rhule getting Deshaun Watson in Carolina? I mean, that would be, I think that would be huge for them. They're improving on defense. They'd have to trade a bunch of picks, and they're kind of on the teetering point where they can go either way too. So if you're the Texans and you get those picks, and maybe Watson's okay, but it's a lot like this last season in Houston, the defense does nothing. That's a possibility as well. So I think,
I think that's a tough one. I like your Oakland Raiders one. I think that one could make sense.
Oakland. Vegas Raiders?
I said Oakland. Yeah. The only other one I'd say is maybe Washington. You know, Washington, they've got a spot there, and maybe that's something they want to do. It's a transformational type of move for this organization who's right there near playoffs. But we will continue this conversation as we go and as we get more information. Don't go anywhere. Hour 2 of In This League coming up, friends.